Now, I'm delighted to say that joining me on today's edition of Northside Today from South Dublin County Council, all the way across the other side of the city, is Sinn Féin Councillor Mark Ward. Mark, you have a motion which was passed in relation to the problems caused by unregulated gambling.
That's correct, yeah. I had a pass there yesterday's Dublin Council meeting, the area meeting, and it was passed unanimously by all the members on the area committee, which would be about 8 councillors in total. The issue with unregulated gambling is kind of goes under the radar an awful lot. People don't see it. It wouldn't be as pronounced as other addictions, such as drug misuse and alcohol addiction, where sometimes the symptoms are very, very visible. You see the physical deterioration in people and the effect that it has on people physically. With gambling, you don't always notice that.
Mark, I just noticed there that in your proposal, you refer to unregulated gambling. So maybe for the benefit of the listeners, you might maybe give a definition of what you think or what you believe unregulated gambling is.
Okay, I put it in a comparison. For example, if there is an onus on a barman, if you're in a pub, you're drinking alcohol, and you get yourself inebriated to a state where the barman feels that it's unsafe for you to carry on drinking, he has an onus then to stop serving you for your own safety. If you're going into a bookies, there's no regulation for that. So you can go into a bookies and you can gamble to your heart's content all day long. You could lose everything that you have, and the bookkeeper would just keep taking your money. There is no onus on the bookmaker to say this is not safe. This is this goes against my moral judgment to say what you're doing is wrong. There's no regulation for that, and that's just the face-to-face gambling. When it comes to online gambling, it's even worse again. When you haven't got face interaction, you can, as long as you have the financial ability or the ability to get finances, you can gamble unregulated to your heart's content. And there's no stopgaps there whatsoever to stop you losing everything that you have.
Mark, I suppose it's correct to say that we have had high-profile sports people coming out over the last couple of years talking about gambling and their problems with gambling, and I'm thinking particularly in this now of the former Armagh and Cross Midland Rangers player Oisin McConville, who spoke very candidly about his travails with gambling. And you know, when you listen to somebody talking honestly about gambling addiction, it is almost like heroin addiction. You seem to be chasing that next big thrill all the time. You know, if I lose 100 quid today, well, I'll gamble 200 tomorrow in the hope of making 300, so I'll be back to square one. And as we know, of course, it doesn't work that way.
And that's the tables are skewed in favour of the bookies. Like, as the old saying goes, you never see a bookmaker going to work on a bicycle. There's money in it. It's one of the biggest industries that we have in Ireland. And what you were saying about Oisin there is true. Like my career before I became a county councillor, I was actually an addiction counsellor and behavioural therapist, and I would have dealt with people that would have addiction issues and gambling issues. And as I mentioned earlier on, it's very, very difficult. I found it very, very difficult to deal with people that had gambling issues, more so than they would have drink or drug issues. It seems to be a different thought pattern, a different way of thinking. And as you said, there's no such thing as enough. As long as they have the means to put on a bet, or the means to get the money to put on a bet, that can go all day long. Years ago, when gambling was out in Geardoff, but years ago there used to be just the bookies, and the bookies used to be open saying from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And then it changed over the years where they start putting on morning races and then night races, and then that's changed now again with the internet. So basically you can gamble 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now, and that's just unregulated.
Now, Mark, my guest is Councillor Mark Ward, Sinn Féin Councillor in South Dublin County Council. Mark, you know, as I said at the outset of our chat, your proposal was for unregulated gambling. Now, let's say that the gambling goes from unregulated to regulated. What do you want to see in place to make it regulated?
Okay, I'd like to see a code of conduct, for example, for people that would be working in bookmakers. If they feel, and they have a moral judgment on people, they feel that are gambling excessively, gambling to extent where it's concerned, that they have a right then to stop that person from gambling in the shop. I'd also like to see, that's just the face-to-face bookmakers. I'd also like to see, for example, if I go off and spend some money on my credit card, that is outside the norm. So if I go out and buy a big purchase, or if I'm in a different country and I use my credit card, I'll get a phone call off the credit card company to say, Mark, we're just making sure that you had this purchase, make sure this is you, and they'll check on that. But there is no regulation for people to gamble as much as they want on their credit card, on a debit card. I'd like to see some regulation brought in that there's only a certain amount of money that you can gamble on your credit card or your debit card before you get that call from the company. And I'd also like to see if there's a pattern of behaviour where someone is gambling, say, 24/7, that there is an onus on the online company that's taking these bets to get in touch and to put in some, I don't know, intervention then at that stage to see if there's something that can be done to help that person who may have a problem with gambling.
Mark, just as a matter of interest, and I presume you've done a bit of study on this, we'll say per head of capita, and I'm not even going to say throughout the world, but just throughout Europe, is there a greater propensity with the Irish to gamble as opposed to any other nationality?
Okay, there was a report done recently, a H2 report, and the report findings was put in The Economist, so it was well-founded, where it found that Ireland had, per capita, the highest rate of gambling, online gambling, in the world.
In the world.
It also found that it had in overall losses, we had, and that's just taken, this is taken in online gambling as well as gambling face-to-face in the bookies as well, or online on racetracks as well, that we had the third highest losses in the world per capita.
Now, Mark, just to interrupt you there, and just a point that has come into my tiny little brain while you were talking about that. If you have access to reports and studies like that, I am sure that the industry also has that, which would lead me to think that far from pulling back, that they may even target the Irish market even more.
Oh, and I'm sure they do. Like, as I said earlier on, like, you never meet a poor bookmaker. Gambling in Ireland is one of the biggest industries that we have in Ireland. You've seen our bookmakers expanding into across Europe, into America. It's unfortunately it's one of a big export now that we have as well as our companies that work across the world. It's a global issue now as well. As I said, I believe that gambling goes unnoticed and it's unchecked, and it's seen, perceived that it's not as much as a problem as other addictions such as alcohol and drug misuse, and that's the perception that needs to be changed. I've also had in part of the motion that I had, and I think the government missed out on a chance, I also asked for a 3% levy on betting tax to be increased. Now, we had the budget there and the government didn't introduce a 3% levy. I would like to see a 3% levy introduced on betting tax. And that money is ring-fenced to help people that would have problem gambling, not just themselves, but their families as well. And that money should be given to services that are not directly related to the gambling industry itself. So it won't have the gambling industry regulating themselves. You'll have an outside services looking after people that have succumbed to problems with gambling, whether that's the individual or whether that's the family's concern, because It's like the ripple effect. When somebody has an addiction, you throw a stone in the water, and then ripples will hit multitude of people that's directly related to them. Immediate family, children, friends, neighbours, employers, employees. It hits everybody.
Yeah, and that's just what I was going to say, that it's like every addiction, or most of them that I know of anyway, once the person becomes addicted, everybody in their immediate circle becomes affected by that addiction. Mark, your proposal was carried. So where does it go from here?
Okay, so basically at the moment, there was reports, and I did put in when I was speaking yesterday, that Minister David Staunton wants to progress the gambling control bill, which will bring in some sort of regulation and will have a look at introducing levies and stuff like that. But words don't mean anything to me, and doesn't mean anything to somebody that's in the depths of despair due to gambling. We want to see action done now. So I'd like to see Minister David Staunton progressing this bill and introducing it. So basically what came out of that council meeting yesterday, we passed a motion yesterday, but Minister now will be informed that South Dublin County Council have passed a motion to look at regulation of gambling, to introduce a 3% levy on betting tax, and also to try and control the gambling, try and help people with gambling problems. So he will get a letter from South Dublin County Council soon to say that the people of South Dublin County Council have asked him to progress. Basically, what he said he was going to do anyway is to progress the gambling control bill, which is at the moment gathering dust in his office. And the issues related to problem gambling continue to grow.
Mark, we will be watching with interest how this develops. It's nice to see that something like this happening at local level, and you know, I suppose it is democracy at work, because it's something which will finish up on the floor of the Dáil, hopefully, but it's coming from the grassroots, from the people, and on the very bottom of the tier of democracy, if we can describe it as that. Councillor Mark Ward. Councillor Mark Ward, South Dublin County Council, Sinn Féin, Councillor, thank you so much for joining us on Northside today.
Good morning, Tony.
Slán is Benacht.